podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/rollandnerdy. Remember, no G, because we're not gangster. Over 180,000 titles to choose from with your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. All right, hello, and welcome to Rollin' Nerdy Game of Thrones podcast. What's up, everybody?
Hello.
Hi. What's up, everybody?
We just finished watching episode 6 of season 1 called A Golden Crown.
Yes!
How did we like
yes. Very happy.
How did we like A Golden Crown?
It's my favorite episode so far.
I figured it would be.
I'm very, very happy. If you guys could have seen me watching it, I was sitting there going, yes, yes, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it.
And before that, when he like shows up, she's like, kill him. Kill him. She was like mumbling kill him under her breath the entire time.
I heard her say it every time.
And I don't know if you noticed or not, there was no Jon Snow in this episode, no scenes at the wall or anything.
Okay.
That's okay. Wait on. We did not miss him. He was not missed.
So we start off with Ned waking up. Remember last episode, he got stabbed in the leg. Jamie. He wakes up and Robert and Cersei are standing over him. Actually, he wakes up, the first thing he sees is Cersei. How scary is that going
to
be?
No, it was much worse when he saw Robert. Just, that is not something I would want to wake up to.
Now you know how Cersei feels.
Yeah, but at least Cersei's
so if she wakes up next to Jaime more than she wakes up next to Robert.
Oh, gosh. Oh, they don't have the luxury of cuddles.
She asks, do you know what your wife has done?
And he's like, it was my command.
And then Cersei starts making up stories about what he did. How he got drunk and attacked Jaime in the streets.
Yeah, that's not what happened.
Yeah, no, he wasn't drunk at all.
Nor did he attack.
He did leave a brothel, though. That did happen.
Yes, yeah, that's true. He was
but
leaving
Jaime's the one who
brothel.
Attacked him as soon as he came out of the brothel.
That is also true, but...
So is Cersei telling that lie because she thinks Robert will believe it, or because...
No, that's what their cover story was going to be when they threw Ned under a bus.
Yeah. Mm.
But that's not going to happen.
No.
Yeah, because nobody's really going to believe that anyways.
Yeah.
That Eddard Stark got drunk and went into a brothel and came out and started a fight. Yeah, sure.
Ned says Jaime has left the city. How does he know that? Wasn't he unconscious till this point?
No, Jaime said that he was...
Did he tell him he was leaving?
Yeah, didn't he say...
To go get his brother back.
Yeah, that he was going to go get Tyrion.
I thought he was telling Ned to go get my brother. Maybe you're right.
I think
right.
Jaime said maybe he was going to go get Tyrion.
Yeah.
Although Tyrion's not in Winterfell. He's in the Riverlands, right?
Yeah, so that's where he's riding to.
The Vale.
The
area is in the Vale.
Well, it's close. It's
Cersei's
like
talking smack down, and she should be wearing the crown. And
the armor.
The armor, and he smacks her.
And so then we see the abusive husband come out.
So we hate Cersei, but we okay with Robert smacking Cersei?
No. Apparently. Oh, no, there was a lot of people in that room when we were watching. It was like, yay, go Robert. I'm like,
okay, it was me.
Yeah, he just hit his
wife. I mean, yeah, he just hit her, but like, okay, I don't support or condone domestic violence of any kind at all. Because I have been that wife before. Mm. So I do not support that at all. I'm just glad Cersei got smacked.
Do you push...
Because I hate her.
I wish it was somebody else, but I really wanted to see her get smacked.
Do you push 8-year-olds out the window and plot to murder other people?
Yeah, she's a horrible, horrible human being, and so is her husband, but nonetheless.
I mean, I don't support the domestic violence, but I'm glad somebody finally smacked
her. It's kind of like, do I cheer for this or not? I don't know.
Yeah.
You feel very conflicted.
And as I said, I think I said this last time, you're never anywhere in King's Landing where wine is not within arm's reach.
I had a question about
Ned's sick bed, there's wine.
I had a question about that.
Okay.
Is it like, in like the reality of when this time period would
I'm assuming
been,
so. Yeah.
That they can't drink water?
Well, water will kill you.
Yeah,
and
like,
water
that,
will kill yeah. you.
Well, we do see people drinking water, though.
Yeah, but water
but like,
will kill you.
Yeah,
time,
that's why right? that's why it's wine all the time because yes. water is, yeah. is poisonous.
I just thought they were all drunks.
No, it's standard with the perceived time period that you drink ale and other fermented wines and stuff because the water is so toxic you technically
well,
should not drink
and
it.
You also have to remember that grapes, wheat, all that stuff, you can't keep it for very long. However, if you ferment it, it gives you all the same nutritional value for the most part, and it's you can keep it for a lot longer. So that's just, you know, that's conservation more than anything.
Robert says he cannot rule with the Starks and the Lannisters that are at each other's throats. So are they like the two
he
most...
He can't rule with them not being at each other's throats.
Can't rule, period.
They are the most influential.
So they're the most powerful ones.
They have the...
Why are they the most powerful? Is it because the Lannisters are rich.
They're right. The richest.
And the North has the most men.
And the North is the biggest.
Okay.
So that whole big chunk up yep. there is the North.
Yep.
Yeah. Actually, when you get above that little like inlet and then it gets bigger again, mm-hmm. that's all the North.
It's a good point to bring this up too. We've heard about the First Men and the Andals. The First Men arrived in Winterfell 12,000 years ago, and they kind of found. They've kind of found Westeros. I think I said Winterfell. Westeros, like the white people found America. There were people already here called the Children of the Forest, but
I wouldn't call them people. But.
they're sentient bipeds, anyway.
Yeah, you know, if you didn't know anything about Game of Thrones and you just said I wouldn't call them people, that sounds really horrible.
But they're not. Deny it.
They're kind of like a different race in D&D. They're kind of like, but they're still sentient humanoids.
Yes.
But anyway, basically, the North and the Wildlings are all descended from the First Men. And basically, everybody else in Westeros is descended from the Andals, who came about 4,000 years later than that. That's why they have different religions, because the First Men.
The old gods and the new gods.
The First Men adapted the religion of the Children of the Forest, and that's why they worship the old gods. And then the Andals, when they came. I don't know where their gods came from. I don't know if they ever say that. But anyway, they worship the new gods. So,
okay,
there's only one God.
Yeah, and then we hear somebody say today, "There's only one God." And Robert forces
and what
Ned.
What did you say to him?
Not today.
Robert forces Ned to take back Hand of the King, even though he's still going to kill Daenerys Targaryen. So that's the reason he quit Hand of the King in the first place.
Yeah, I don't understand it. I really don't. I'm like, if I was Ned, I would have just left.
Yeah, except
fuck your friend.
So Robert
he's
said,
an idiot and he's gonna die. Just fucking go home.
Robert said that he was gonna make Jaime Hand of the King if
yeah, that's exactly what
if
he
Ned
said.
Left.
All right, so then we'll talk about it when I return from the hunt. He's going out on the hunt, and
I'm surprised that he goes out to hunt instead of Dahor.
Yeah,
why hunt?
It clears my mind to kill things, apparently.
Killing things clears my mind.
Yeah, I was surprised that he went out to hunt and kill things as opposed to just going out whoring.
I guess he's...
Obviously, that doesn't clear his mind.
He's too upset for whores, he has to go kill something.
Apparently.
And it raises too much of a stink when you kill whores, so...
Yeah. Please don't kill whores.
Bring that up.
Anyway, he leaves. He says, the last thing he says really is the Targaryen girl. The girl will die.
Yeah.
Then we go to see the Targaryen girl. She's got her eggs. For some reason, she's decided it'd be a good idea to heat one of them up. She puts it in the fire, and then she takes it out. The Dothraki girl comes in, sees her, picking it up.
She's the equivalent of a Dothraki handmaiden.
Yeah.
So she's like,
she's like her chambermaid.
Oh, no, you can't do that. You burn your hand. She grabs the eggs. She gets burned. Dany does not.
So Dany's immune to fire damage.
Pretty much.
Seems like it.
This is when Dany realizes, you know, her brother's been spouting left and right, I'm the dragon. This is when she realizes, no, you're not, I am.
Yeah, realizing.
Yeah, and she realized something.
Yeah.
And it kind of actually makes that, is it the first episode?
Yes.
When she takes that really, really hot bath. See, now that makes sense.
Yeah. She's like, no, you'll hurt yourself. And she's like, no.
I'm good. We get to see the creepy three-eyed raven trying to lead Bran into the Winterfell crypts again, but somebody keeps waking him up before he can get down there.
Yeah.
This time it was Hodor with a saddle, and I've never seen Hodor with a bigger smile on his face. He's really happy about the saddle.
Well, so was Bran. Bran was super excited about it. I think it's cool that he gets to go riding again. That's really awesome.
Bran goes out riding. Theon and Rob have a conversation. Theon wants war.
What does Theon gain from war? Like, why is he pushing war? What does he gain?
It's kind of the Greyjoy's thing. They kind of They just kind of fight about everything.
They answer everything with a fight. I mean, that's their general answer.
I mean, okay, but, like, will he get something out of it? Like, if the Starks win, does he get something? If the Starks lose, does he get to go home?
It's like, just how he was raised before the Starks. Like, you won't get into that until you meet the rest of the Greyjoys, but it's a weird... The Greyjoys, more or less, are, like... pillagers, like, they steal everything they come with, they get.
What are their words?
We do not so. You know, they pay the iron price, not the gold price.
And he says the statement, we need to make the Lannisters pay. And Rob's a little snotty back to him. He says, it's not your duty because it's not your house.
And then he turns it right back around.
No, it's not my house. Yeah, not my brother.
Bran is gone. And where did Bran go? I don't know. It's not my house. Nice. Then we see Tonk from Harry Potter. I mean, no, we don't.
Same actress.
Same actress. We see three wildlings.
Except she's tolerable in Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Oh, gosh, let's not get into that.
There are actually several actors and actresses along the way. You'll see who are in both. See those along
That's
the way.
That's not surprising.
Why are the wildlings messing with Bran?
Did you get money out of them?
Is that really going to work? They're trying to go south.
They don't care.
And she's talking about, let's take him back to Mance Rayder.
Yeah, she doesn't think the same as them.
So they're going to climb the wall carrying a cripple boy up the wall to get back.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Hell, they got through it to begin with.
No, they weren't carrying a cripple boy that time, though. Let's see.
She wasn't thinking logistically.
Anyway,
they were just thinking money-wise. What were they thinking?
They were trying to get the furthest south they could because of White Walkers.
Then why take Bran with them?
They weren't wanting Bran. They were wanting Bran's horse.
Oh.
They could sell a horse.
No, she said, we can take him.
The rest of them were like...
He is Benjen Stark's blood. Mance Rayder will give us money for him, although I don't think he would.
No, he wouldn't.
I don't think she wanted to really go with them. She just went with them because, you know... Kind of going along with what everybody else is. Yeah.
Anyway, Theon shoots the one wildling and Rob throws a hissy fit.
My God, that ungrateful little bastard.
Okay, no, did you notice how far through that wildling's chest that arrow went? It was out like a good 6 inches.
But did you notice that it didn't kill him?
Did he know where the dude was holding Bran because he was looking at him from behind? Could he see that he was down low?
It was a very risky
maneuver.
There's
no way that Bran could have been up any higher than that because Bran's legs don't work. They would have been collapsed out from underneath
plus
him.
Plus his little kid.
Yeah. And he's already short, so you can sort of... And he was holding him sort of to the side. So I think Theon could have actually probably seen where Bran was and aimed appropriately.
Yeah, I think Rob just being a whiny bitch, but...
Why am I always the voice of reason?
What you got to look at, though, a good archer can take all of those into consideration and aim where he needs that.
But you also have to take into consideration Bran almost just died.
Yeah, but what was Rob's plan on getting him free? What, drop his sword? That wasn't going to work.
Yeah, Rob,
I didn't say he was good at what he was doing. I was just saying...
I will grant you...
In a similar situation... Most people would have lost their shit had an arrow been fired at the little brother that almost died.
I will grant you that Theon made a risky play, but it saved Bran's life, and probably Rob's.
We did establish in the last episode that Theon is really good with a bow.
Yep. He was hitting bullseyes that one scene.
So then we go to everybody's favorite character, Serio Forel.
Yes. He's awesome.
Arya does not want to train because she's worried about her father. And he says, you are troubled. Troubled is the time for training.
Yes.
I actually agree with him on that.
If you are with your trouble when fighting happens, more trouble for you.
Yes. Because if you can push things aside when they're all that's on your mind, you are better for a situation where you will have to do that.
And it's better to learn in that situation than to...
Rather to have a perfect setup. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not when you're in your meadows with your kittens and dolls.
Yeah, dolls.
Well, and it's better for Serio to teach her how to push past whatever your trouble is in that safe situation rather than her being troubled and then set upon by bandits when she can't really think. Like, that's not going to work. She'll die.
Then Serio asks her if she prays to the gods, and she says the old gods and the new, and he tells her what?
There's only one god.
And who's that?
Death.
And what do we say to the...
Not today.
Then
also one of the best shirts Game of Thrones ever came out with. Yeah. It's just like the little cartoon version of Serio holding like one of his like dueling swords, and like the Grim Reaper is like looks all forlorn and like sad, and he's like turning around leaving Serio because he's like just pointing out the door. And he's like, not today.
I like it.
Then we go to Daenerys eating a horse heart.
Oh, that was so gross.
I'll tell you that this horse heart is actually like a giant gummy bear. It's made out of that material, and it's covered with like Karo syrup with red.
Still gross.
With red dye in it. And she said that she did not have to act like she was about to throw up. She was really about to throw up while she was eating it.
Probably so disgustingly sweet.
And she did eat almost that whole thing during filming. Can you imagine that?
Oh, dude, she didn't sleep for a week.
I hope it wasn't a sugar-free one.
Girl, wow.
So gross. She wouldn't have left the toilet for a week.
And Viserys is in being his usual self. I hope it wasn't my horse.
I hate him so much.
She's going to have a boy, but he won't be a true dragon, according to Viserys.
Why not?
He won't be a true Targaryen.
We do find out that he's going to be named Rhaego, which is after her father. His name was Rhaegar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought it was after Drogo.
Dothraki guys' names end in O, kind of.
Oh, okay. Because it's called Drogo. That's his name is Drogo.
It's Drogo,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought it was like a combination of the eldest brother, the father, and then Drogo. Because her brother's name was Rhaegar.
Yeah, Rhaegar.
And then like.
Rhaego.
Rhaego, so it's like.
Rhaego.
Drogo and Rhaegar. Yeah.
It's a combination. Named after brother and father.
I don't think so. I think it's just like Mike was saying, all of them are pretty much end in O.
Whatever.
Viserys doesn't understand why they love her and not him.
Because he's an asswipe.
Well, he did just come to the realization, too, though, that they actually do love her. Yeah. Like, they're not just, you know, following Drogo
and
she's like
it took
a
him
piece
that
on the side. He
long.
Actually,
he's that
he
self-absorbed.
Realizes it now that they love her.
I don't see any reason why they shouldn't love her.
Oh, no, I agree, but I mean,
like,
yeah,
he's
come to the realization that they're not going to follow him.
Nope.
Oh, no, they're not.
So.
No, they absolutely are not. But so why didn't he come to that realization to his... back in the grass sea?
Self-absorbed.
He is the product of generations of inbreeding.
There's also that.
So then he decides after this he's going to go steal the eggs, because apparently you can buy a ship with an egg, you can buy an army with an egg, and you can buy a really big army with two eggs.
So now we know the actual currency in Game of Thrones.
Is dragon eggs.
And apparently with three eggs you can take the Seven Kingdoms. Who knew? That's what he thinks anyway. No one is an idiot. No one has ever given me what they gave her. Who can rule without wealth or fear or love? He has none of those. Is that true?
Yeah.
He had fear.
Who was afraid of him except for Danny?
Danny.
Exactly.
He doesn't have that anymore. And he doesn't have it anymore. Okay. And he's realizing that he doesn't have her fear anymore. And he literally has nothing. He doesn't have, what's his name?
Jorah.
Is it Jorah?
The knight. Yeah.
The knight guy that's there?
Yep.
He doesn't have that guy's loyalty. He realizes that. He literally realizes that he has nothing.
He's lost everything to Daenerys.
He doesn't deserve any of it.
No, he doesn't. Completely agree.
He is a spoiled little 2-year-old who is throwing a fucking temper tantrum because daddy didn't buy him the toy he wanted at the store.
So Viserys is not so douchey in the books, is that what you're saying?
Not. I mean, at this point in the story, yeah, he still comes off about the same, but there's just so much more background to it in the books because he wasn't always that way. Let's just put it that way.
What was he like?
Well, he actually... I mean, he took care of Daenerys, and I mean, he scrounged, he stole, you know, he did what he had to survive. He was one of those types of characters. But then someone started seeing that they could use him, basically, which was, you know, Varys and the guy from Pentos.
Illyrio.
Illyrio. And all of a sudden, he started going mad with power, basically.
Well, that's the guys that we saw in King's Landing the other day.
Once he started getting handed stuff, you know?
They pumped his head up.
Yeah, pretty much. And then he just completely turned.
Well, he said that he'd been brought up since he was 5.
No, he was a little bit older than that.
No, that's what he said. That's what he said in the show, was that he'd been raised since he was 5 to become the king.
I can't remember the time.
Because that's what he said. He was 5 when Rhaegar died.
Yeah, I guess so.
He was 5 when Rhaegar died.
But that's not really true in the books.
How long have Illyrio and...
I don't know.
The dude, how long have they been, like, trying to push this?
I don't
know. Because that was never made clear.
I don't know.
Were they just waiting until Daenerys was old enough to be married?
I think Varys decided at some point that Robert was a train wreck and that he was not really going to support him anymore. But I don't know when that happened.
Yeah,
see, that timeline
right.
is a little confusing to me.
I don't think it's made clear to us during the...
Well, I know they advanced the ages for the show, so some of the stuff wasn't really weird and creepy. But I'm not sure if they took into consideration that with some of the dialogue they probably pulled directly from the books.
Yeah. Okay.
But anyways.
And Viserys thinks that Jorah has the hots for Dany. Have we seen any evidence of that?
No.
The way he looks at her.
Does he look at her?
He looks at her differently than he does anybody else.
He has respect.
He always has a stoic type, you know, brown look.
I sort of always got the impression of it was more like Jorah was being the big brother that she deserved and needed as opposed to Viserys.
No.
I'm really bad at reading people, so like, that's fair.
Yeah.
And then the last little...
Fucker?
Yeah.
Okay, there's lots of nodding at this table. Okay.
You
can kind of see it. I mean, he's kind of...
more apparent.
He's
kind of
smitten with her right now, let's just put it that way.
I'll have to pay attention to that in the next time that...
It wasn't as much eye-fucking as it was between Renly and
I think right now he's got kind of a...
That was hot, though. That was hella hot. Let's watch that again.
I think right now he's just got kind of a crush on her. So.
Anyway, the last exchange they have... Viserys does loyalty mean nothing to you? And Jorah, loyalty means everything to me, and yet here you stand, and yet here I stand.
Because his loyalty's not to him.
Yeah, did he actually swear loyalty to Viserys?
Yes, he did.
So he's breaking that because...
But he also swore loyalty to Daenerys, too, so...
did he swear loyalty to Daenerys?
Yeah.
Or did he swear loyalty to House Targaryen? Targaryen.
I don't know.
How do you say that?
I'm not
that?
Sure the specific.
Targaryen.
Okay.
All right. Today's podcast is podcast. What is a podcast? A podcast? Podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/rollinnerdy. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. I've been listening to the Game of Thrones, the first book on audio, and I learned the answer to one of our questions we had from the first episode. Dothraki wedding is without at least 3 deaths, is a dull affair. How many deaths? In the book it says how many deaths there were at Dany and Drogo's wedding. How many do you think it were?
More than 3.
There were more than 3.
More than 3, I would assume.
10.
More than 10.
Really?
Holy shit, really?
Whoa, this is like a badass wedding.
From the friggin' show, God.
12. There were 12 deaths at Dany and Drogo's wedding.
Wow.
Not a baker's dozen.
Why was I thinking
that's a good wedding?
That is a good wedding.
Don't they also, like, if I'm remembering correctly, this was a little while ago, but there was, like, they were just having sex right out there, just doing it.
Yep.
That's a normal thing in Dothraki culture, I think.
Now, I did have a question regarding that sort of thing.
Before we get back, are we still talking about Audible? Because we need to wrap up Audible. Let me go back to talking about download your free audio book, go to audibletrial.com/rollinnerdy. audibletrial.com/rollinnerdy for your free audio book. Okay, now carry on.
Okay, so is it one of those things where like only the I don't like this word, but I don't have another one. The lesser in standing people are having sex, like. Drogo and Daenerys would never have sex out in public like that.
In the books, they did.
Yeah.
Oh,
on their wedding night, it was nothing like the show.
Yeah.
Did they pull a bunch of witnesses? Kind of idea?
It was out in the open, but I don't know if people were actually watching them. They were kind of out in a field, but it was...
But, like, if there was, like, that ceremony thing that we... The ritual in this episode that we watched, there was people not necessarily having sex, but not necessarily not having sex.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, I didn't notice that either.
I didn't notice anything.
You didn't know? Well, maybe it was at the end of the feast.
Maybe so, yeah. They would totally be having sex there.
But is it one of those things where it's, like, only... people of lesser standing are having sex, or would Drogo and Daenerys have sex in that kind of...
I think that would not be odd normally in normal Dothraki culture.
But because she's an outsider, I think that's the reason it does.
I'm pretty sure that she's already changed his opinion on it, so...
They're pretty free. Yeah, she definitely they're pretty free about their bodies. They don't mind running around naked in front of each other.
Beyond the Khal and the Khaleesi, I don't even know if marriages are a thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's the only marriage, and it's more or less political than anything.
I will be honest. I'm fascinated by the Dothraki culture in this series. It's absolutely fascinating to me, and I love it.
So, in this scene, the horse heart scene, the woman who's speaking... She is an old Khaleesi. So she is a past Khal's wife.
And there's a bunch of them there.
There's a lot of them.
They're called...
Can't remember what they're called. That was not made apparent. They get into it later.
That's
the Khal... So.
Dash Khaleen.
Yeah.
Dash Khaleen.
And she was also a prophet. She was giving a prophecy. That's what she was saying during the time she was eating the heart.
Because the Khal is like the chief, right?
King.
One. Yeah,
he's the
one
king?
Of them.
There are several calls. Oh, okay. But the prophetess was prophesying that Dany's baby would be the stallion who mounts the world. He will unite all the calls and the one Khalasar. That was the
point. All the people.
All the people.
All the people in the world.
All the people in the world.
You kind of read her prophecy into being more than just the...
I read it as he would be the king of all of this that I'm looking at on the map.
That's kind of what she was prophesizing, yeah.
Yeah.
The call of calls. I think what she said.
Yep, mm-hmm. She did.
Now, how does prophecy work in Game of Thrones? I think we've discussed that.
Wait a season.
Yeah, okay. We have to wait a while to see. Anyway.
It depends.
It depends on where
I'm just not sure, like, how much magic and fantasy is actually in here. Because we haven't seen very much fantasy in here.
There is more than you ever really notice.
Yeah.
Like, you've got the exterior of the world, which looks kind of, like, normal. But then there's magic everywhere that you can't really see. Like, take for instance the Valyrian steel. Those are magic, but they look like normal swords.
And there were at one time dragons.
Yeah, there were at one there, and there will be again.
So there's it's kind of like
zombies.
Yeah, exactly. So there's magic. It's just you don't always recognize it as magic.
Okay.
Does that
and the
sense?
Gods are the gods. I think we already talked about this. Are the gods real or not?
We don't know.
We don't know that one yet.
That's a good question.
Some of them might be, some of them might not
be.
We don't know.
That's a good question.
Because I know we discussed that in the episode where we saw the tree. I think that was episode 2.
Yeah.
Where we saw the tree and Ned was praying to
the white tree.
The white tree.
Yeah. Called. The weirwood tree.
Weirwoods.
Because I think we discussed that, but I didn't know.
I want a weirwood tree.
They're pretty.
We have one. You see the picture I put on Facebook? Got a tree outside. It's got a face on it. Anyway, Tyrion calls Mord again. He says, "Have you ever heard the phrase rich as a Lannister?" And it appears that Mord has heard that phrase before. He tells him also a Lannister always pays his debts. And if he tells Lady Arryn what I want you to tell her, then I will owe you money.
And it seems like he finally understands.
Yes. And he does that. And in the books, when we see Mord later, we find out what he does with the gold. He has golden teeth made.
Oh, yeah.
So he's wearing a grill the next time we see him.
Seriously? What's wrong with these people?
Well, you can tell Mord is not really all there.
Yeah, you notice he's got a big scar on his head.
I think he was
dropped or hit as a kid.
And old school.
It looks like he got an axe to the face.
Old school, yeah.
One of the things that entered my head is when we jumped back to Tyrion, because we jumped from Viserys.
Yeah.
To Tyrion. I was like, man, this is just like bouncing me back and forth between, oh my God, please die, and I love you. Just like so much with this back and forth and back and like yanking around here.
So Tyrion gets in front of Lady Arryn, and he confesses that he has lied and cheated and gambled and whored.
That was a hilarious scene.
And the whole scene, all I can think of is the scene from the Goonies with Chunk confessing everything he did.
That was just so funny.
He's not good at violence, but he's good at convincing other people to do violence for him.
Yeah. And I love how like everybody is like laughing along with him, and it's sort of pissing Lisa off.
When he was 7, he took a naked girl. He took a servant girl's
robe,
and she had to go back to the castle naked. He stuffed his uncle's boots with goat shit. Then the
did
big
we ever
one.
Learn why?
Then we then we get the big one. He milked his eel into a pot of turtle
stew.
Oh
my God! And then
he made the ball man cry.
All of the different
euphemisms.
Euphemisms for I jacked off into
my
sister's dinner.
At least I hope.
Oh my God. That was so
funny.
You know,
depending on the age, she probably would have recognized the flavor.
Oh, gross.
Gross.
Then he
did you have to go there?
Thanks, Chrissy.
Sorry.
Then he says he once brought a jackass.
Actually, he said it was
and a honeycomb into a brothel. He once brought a jackass and a honeycomb into a brothel, and Lysa.
And he never explains
why.
The rest of that.
Lysa makes him stop.
And Robin's like,
I want to hear the rest.
Yeah, what happened?
He's like, I want to know what happened.
I kind of do too.
I want to know how he knows what a brothel is.
Who?
That little dumbass kid.
Well, we don't know that he does know. We just know he just knows about a jackass and a honeycomb. Then we see the moon door, which is pretty cool. And the trial by combat. Let's talk about this concept of a trial by combat, which seems kind of crazy to me. Like, if it looks like your trial is not going to go well, you
well,
can just...
Well, it's not looks like. It's you got to do it at the beginning. You got to basically have to decide it at the beginning, I think.
So, like, if the mountain is the baddest person in the land, can he just commit whatever crime he wants to and then demand trial by combat every time?
Well, Mike, I can't answer that because it would ruin some stuff.
Speaking,
well, not, obviously, that might not be the case because we saw what happened in this trial by combat.
Yeah.
Well, you got who you think should have won, the knight, who totally didn't.
Yeah.
Actually,
I was considering you told me time.
Considering you told me that Bronn was a mercenary, I wasn't surprised. Because a mercenary, he was going to fight dirty and the knight wasn't. It's like
honor schmoner.
Yeah. What's
well, some
Lysa?
Knights, some knights fight.
Is it Lysa?
Too.
Lysa, yes.
Lysa.
It's L-Y-S-A.
And Lysa. Her saying, you fought without honor. And he's like, yeah, but he fought with honor, so we're good.
Yeah, but he did.
And I love how he followed Tyrion out. Like, that was...
Well, yeah, he's
not
going to
stick
around. A lot of money off of Tyrion.
Oh, yeah, Tyrion.
Yeah, he's just killed one of the Knights of the Vale. I don't think he's going to be a welcome guest there anymore.
Well, and he also probably just got a pretty good job trying to get Tyrion back to wherever he's going.
Oh, God, yeah.
Like, I really like cause that the Bronn? Mercenary guy. Bronn.
Remember, a Lannister always pays their debts. Bronn knows he's a Lannister. Bronn also realizes he owes me.
Oh, yeah.
So then we go to the hunt, and we really screw up our discussion of what the Seven Kingdoms are when Robert talks about making the Eight as having one girl from each of the Seven Kingdoms and one from the Riverlands.
Yeah, I was like, the Riverlands were part of the Seven.
So did I, which is why that was confusing. So can we map this for me, please?
I don't know if we can.
Well, the Seven Kingdoms at the time of Aegon's conquering are listed on the board up there.
Okay,
the North,
so
show him the North. Show him the North.
Stark is one.
The Rock, which is where the Lannisters are.
That's two.
Dorne,
which is way down south. I don't. There's no map down there because we don't know any people from there yet.
It looks kind of like it, though.
Isles and Rivers, which is where Tully and Greyjoy are right there, the two of those together.
So four.
Stormlands, which is where Baratheon thing is over there.
So that's five.
The Vale.
That's Arryn, that's six.
Reach, which is where the Tyrell thing is.
So that's seven. All right, so where's the Riverlands, then?
The Riverlands is Tully. Which is,
well, that's really confusing then, aren't they? Because they're already.
I don't understand it.
Yeah, it's sitting on the thing that says Riverlands. Were the Tullys not always?
They were not. They were not
part of the Seven Kingdoms.
At the time of Aegon's conquering, it was H-O-A-R-E. Hori.
Yeah, they all died.
And it was isles and rivers at that time. Now they just call it the Riverlands, and Great and Pike is considered a separate thing. It's not one of the seven
That's
kingdoms.
The Greyjoy's
yep.
land, right?
Yes.
So anyway.
So, I don't know.
I don't know. They're really confusing things.
See, that makes it think to me that Robert, being the moron that he is counting the Greyjoy's as one of the seven kingdoms.
But they're not, right?
I guess that could be what he's doing. I don't know.
Maybe. Again, when you say the seven Starks, kingdoms, you're not really talking about modern-day Westeros, so who cares?
The Starks beat the Greyjoys, right?
That was in a rebellion where the Greyjoys tried to take over, basically. Yeah.
Okay, that's all very confusing to me, and I don't know. That was,
did they try to take over, or did they try to...
They sacked a city.
Did they just not succeed from the Seven Kingdoms?
Well, but then they attacked a part of the Seven Kingdoms. Yeah,
yeah, they sacked a whole. I can't remember what city. We've talked about it before, but yeah, they took over a whole city.
All right, then we see Lancel giving Robert more wine. Mm-hmm.
Agree.
In all fairness to Lancel, he was yelled at last episode for not having wine. So
this is true.
Yeah.
All right, then we go to Ned acting for Robert. Someone is ravaging in the Riverlands. They left some fish behind. Mm-hmm. We learned that it is Sir Gregor Clegane the Mountain, who we saw earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it was Lannister forces trying to frame Tully forces.
And then Ned does, what is this, about the 12th stupidest thing as a reign of...
Yeah.
Hand of the King. Might even be up to 20 or 25.
If we're counting, it's a bunch of them, but if we're ranking, this is up close to the top.
This might be one.
Baelish is
at the moment, it's one, but it'll later be two.
Baelish is adding fuel to the fire all along. Hey, that's the mountain in it. Hey, that's your wife's. Hey,
I wouldn't say he's necessarily adding fuel. He's just pointing out, things that Ned might not know because Ned's stupid.
Well, also because Ned didn't actually order Catelyn to do any of this shit, so he doesn't actually know what Catelyn's doing. He's just taking responsibility.
All right, that brings up a good question. What if when they said, hey, your wife grabbed Tyrion... He just said, I have no control over her. I'll try to get her to behave.
Why didn't he do that?
What would happen if he said that? I'll try to get her to give him back. Instead of saying, I ordered
it.
She
be the one in trouble then, not him. So yeah, he would never do that. She might be the one killed if it comes down to that.
He would never do that then, I guess.
Exactly.
No,
so then he commissions fake Beric Dondarrion. Beric Dondarrion. To assemble 100 men.
He looks so young.
Yeah, there's
why, so why were you calling him fake?
When we see him against a different actor.
They change actors.
Oh, okay.
And really, if you go by the books, he should have been a lot older than that. I mean,
second actor is older and kind of rough looking. Assemble 100 men, ride to Sir Gregor's keep. You think it's going to take 100 to get Sir Gregor out of his keep?
I think it's going to take
a lot more than that.
And he calls him the false knight Gregor Clegane. He denounces and attaints him.
So,
he strips him of all his lands and titles and sentences him to death.
He more or less took his lordship from him because...
His knighthood, yeah.
Well, I mean, he's the elder of the Cleganes.
Yeah, that's true.
He actually...
Bannerman.
He's a standing Bannerman lord to the Lannisters.
Does he only have the right to do that because Robert...
He's acting as the king right now.
Yep. But if Robert was there, he would not have that power, correct?
No, he wouldn't. Okay. And then...
Yeah, but...
That would have to come from Robert.
Robert, when he left, goes, you're the king at the moment. Have fun.
And douche Pycelle is like, do you think that's wise?
I don't like Pycelle.
Welcome to the club. I have yet to meet
At least
someone.
Pycelle is just an annoyance.
Okay, I wanted to clarify something really fast, because when we were going through the Seven Kingdoms earlier... I was a little...
We might not be able to clarify it, but go ahead, because we're not really clear.
The Greyjoy, this is under...
Just those islands, yes.
Just the islands, yeah.
But is
the
that Iron under Stark's islands. Command?
No.
No, they just have the islands themselves.
Yeah, they're by themselves.
Okay. But they tried to take over...
Yeah, they sacked one of those major cities on the coast there.
It'd be a city that's close to them. We're not sure which one, really.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they're not there anymore.
Eddard Stark, right?
Is the Lord of Winterfell, yes.
He's the Lord of Winterfell.
And Morden of the North.
He married...
Catelyn Tully.
Yep.
And Lysa Tully.
Married John Arryn. And
so technically, this is all in the family.
Not really, but...
They're separate.
Sort of.
Yeah.
But they're all related.
They're related
now,
by sisters.
If Lysa died...
Then Robin would be the Lord.
Robin.
Robin is the
he
Lord.
He is the Lord, yeah.
Robin is the Lord. So, when a woman marries, she becomes...
She who, takes that name.
She takes the name of who she married, and she no longer has claim to...
Except for Cersei, because she's cannot become a... She cannot take the name of the royal family, basically. She cannot become a Baratheon
because
by marrying
she
him.
She married Robert after he took the throne. If I... Isn't that right?
So yeah, she's not a Baratheon?
Over, that's a holdover from the Targaryens, too.
Well, it's still it's the same with royalty in our time. They can't take the name of...
They can't?
No.
Mm-mm.
No, they can't.
That's the reason.
So Meghan Markle's always going to be
Meghan Markle. No, because he's not the king.
Oh.
No. Yeah, he's just a prince.
Yeah.
That's the reason, oh gosh, what's his name?
Philip?
That's the reason Philip is a prince, not a king, because he was not the heir Elizabeth was.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, she upped his ranking because he was a prince from his own country, and he got downgraded when he married her.
He was from Greece, and they don't even have a royal family anymore.
Nope.
No, they don't.
Who did we figure out that had one? Norway or something?
Sweden, Norway.
Yeah, there's a few countries that still have a king that are like, you know, they don't have any power. But informed Tywin Lannister that he has been summoned to court to answer for the crimes of his bannermen, and that's when suddenly,
everybody's like,
Yeah, everybody's mouth is open, and Baelish is like, is it wise to yank the...
The tail of a lion.
A minute ago, he was like, more fuel on the fire, but now he's like,
and he says that one of the most important lines, it's not men that win wars, it's gold.
So then we go
then
to
why
the...
Why does Robert sit on the throne?
We go to the actual trial by combat.
But he doesn't. I mean, he sits on the throne, but he has no power.
We go to the actual trial by combat.
Again, I take you back to the earlier scene where he was like, I can't do anything to Tywin because I owe him, you know, the Seven Kingdoms owes him...
I'm half
a
kingdom
money,
in death to Tywin Lannister. So. Yeah.
Another way to look at it is if you have him killed, you don't owe anybody, right? Anyway.
Yeah.
But anyway, I had a question about the trial by combat. At the very end, Bronn raises up Varys' arm. He holds up his sword and he looks at Lysa. Is he asking her
to
spare him?
She could have renounced her charges against him, I think. Basically, she could have dropped the whole thing, and Tyrion would have been...
So he was giving her a chance to save the dude's life, and she just let him kill him, basically.
I think. I'm not positive.
That's what it looked like.
That's the vibe that I got from that. Like, he's like, okay, I am going to kill him unless you say something different.
Quite honestly, yes. I think he was going to kill him anyways.
No, I don't think he would have.
I think he was legitimately...
He stopped and was looking at her like...
It was a legitimate, all right, I won the fight. It's obvious that I've won the fight. This is your chance to save your knight's life.
But as trial by combat go, it was either the sentence for this act would be death. Do you want me to go ahead through with this, or are you going to back up?
And she crazy, so she not backing up.
Oh, boy, is she cray-cray.
And then she says, you don't fight with honor. And he said...
No, but he did.
He did.
No. He did.
I like Bronn.
Then we see Sansa with the septa.
Oh.
She's asking her questions about her hair, and then she becomes a biatch again.
Why was Sansa being like that?
That's the way she is.
Why? Why was she being such a little bitch?
Pubescent teenager.
but there's a difference between being a teenager and Sansa being actively mean. To Septa for no reason. Yes, there is.
Okay, I'll take your word on that because I've never.
She's asked.
She was actively being mean to Septa with the purpose of being mean.
She asks her questions about herself, and then she says, "Oh wait, I just remembered. I don't care."
Like, what was that about? She should have. Like, I'm sorry, but I don't believe that Ned and Catelyn raised Sansa to be like that.
And then we up the ante on the douche.
I don't know. Remember who her mama is.
I mean,
I don't think she would just be mean to people. She's kind of
Caitlyn's crazy, but she's not mean to people for the purpose of being mean. She always thinks.
Unless your name is Jon Snow.
Yeah.
She has a reason to be hate Jon Snow.
Then we raise the douchebaggery up a level, and an even bigger douchebag arrives with Joffrey.
What was that all about? Yeah. Sucking up to Sansa.
Did somebody tell him to do that? You think?
I think somebody had to have.
No, we've
There's no way he did that on his own.
We didn't see anybody tell him to do that.
I thought we did.
Mm-mm. No, I
no way he did.
But it seems kind of like that somebody did, though. Why would he do that otherwise? I behave monstrously. Yeah, you do all the time.
There's no way he would admit to that because he doesn't think he did anything wrong.
Yeah. Then at the end he says, I'll never disrespect you again. I'll never be cruel to you
again.
Yeah, but let's remember, he is crazy because he's inbred. He might have just had a bipolar moment.
Suddenly he's nice, huh?
I think his mom did tell him to be nice to
her. To make nice because you're going
to
have
to. Because you only have to see her when you're in the bed. Yeah, she did. It was in an episode. I was thinking that.
Not like, since the last episode, no.
But you know, the last time you saw Joffrey. You know how time flows in this series. It doesn't really. It just kind of starts and stops here and there.
And everybody in the North is going to have to become celibate because the only whore is going to King's Landing.
Apparently.
She's going in a turn.
We know that is not the only whore.
I know. It's just I'm just being funny.
He wants to see it one last time.
Theon might have actually been in love, though.
Yeah, he looked like he was really cared that she was leaving.
He was in love with her pussy.
Let me see it one more time, and he tosses her a coin. She's going to go all the way to King's.
Otherwise, he wouldn't have said that. Like, that's what he's interested in.
Are they taking that load of turnips all the way to King's Landing? Oh, no, she said she was going to get a ship.
She was
going
to get a ship in White something.
Yeah. White Harbor. Show her where White Harbor is.
It's the closest port to Winterfell.
Yeah, right here.
That's still a long way to go in a turnip cart.
Is she heading to King's Landing?
Yes.
She's going around that way.
King's
Landing is behind the Yellow Block.
Yep. Next episode, she's going to go work for...
Yeah, she'll be in King's Landing next episode.
Funny how that works.
She's going to work for the Littlefinger?
Time does not work right in the show.
Ned with Arya and Sansa is going to send them back to Winterfell. They don't want to go, and Sansa wants to have golden-haired babies, and Arya says,
and
seven hells.
And ding, ding, ding. Yeah. Finally, Ned gets it.
Yeah, when Sansa says he's nothing.
It wasn't even like that. It's when she started going, she's nothing like that drunken king.
As soon as she said the golden haired kids,
his eyes did get a weird look when she said golden haired.
And then she kept going about, and then she added, nothing she like his
he's nothing like that king. And Ned was like, oh, you're right, he's not. Duh.
And okay, every child I've met has had black hair.
Because.
Let's do the Punnett squares.
A dark-haired father cannot produce a blonde-haired baby, right?
If you've actually had all black-haired family members, no, you cannot have a blonde because blonde is a recessive gene.
Yep.
That is actually scientific fact. If you have not had anyone in your heritage with blonde hair and you marry someone who's blonde, your children cannot be blonde.
So if the Lannisters are the only blonde family...
Besides the Targaryens,
then
the only way you would have blonde children is if a Lannister had sex with a Lannister.
Anyway, she says, I don't want someone brave and gentle and whatever. I want him.
I want this piece of shit. She's so dumb. I do not like her. Okay, we sort of talked about this when we were watching the show, but I didn't really get much of an answer. Why would Sansa and Arya be safer in Winterfell? Other than, obviously, Ned got attacked, but...
Yeah.
Why would Sansa and Arya be safer in Winterfell?
Because I think...
Okay, Ned got attacked, but they're not going to attack girls.
They would. They would take them and hold them hostage.
Oh, God,
a heartbeat.
And what did Ned just do? He just pulled a lion's tail, so there's probably going to be repercussions.
Okay, I guess that's true. Okay.
Yeah, knowing the Starks, who are... as family-oriented as they are, you fuck with their kids, especially their daughters. Keep them hostage. Do dear God only knows what with them.
Yeah.
Then we go back to the Dothraki, who are still partying because Daenerys ate the horse heart and she's going to have a baby. And Viserys comes in all drunk, pulls out his sword, and says he's going to take the baby, but he can take Daenerys, but leave the baby.
Irie, I think it is.
Is interpreting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really, like, if there's a website that tells you what he actually says in Dothraki to Daenerys in that part that is not translated, I would love to know, because she knew exactly what was about to happen. And she even nodded her head that, like, she was fine with it.
Anyway, she tells Viserys part of what he said, because she says...
You will get your crown.
You shall have a golden crown that men shall tremble to behold.
And then they poured out the soup pot, and he put his little gold belt in there, and then they poured that shit over his noggin.
All right, any science geeks here? That probably would not work, really.
Gold won't melt that fast.
No, gold has a melting point of 2,000 degrees. It's not going to melt in a stew pot.
Yeah, no.
What is this episode?
Well, wait.
No.
It's called the Golden
gold
Crown.
Not like that.
What number?
Gold will not six. Melt over a fire like that.
You would need a forge. You'd have to get it up to 2,000 degrees. That's the melting point of gold.
Unless it was, like, very, very cheaply made gold. But back then, you probably could, but...
No, no. Actual pure gold will melt in your hand.
Yeah. It's like very, very soft.
I looked it up. The melting point of gold is 2,000 degrees.
That's not true either.
Melting point of gold is 2,000 degrees. I looked it up.
It's just very malleable.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can work it with, you know, gold. You can cold work it.
Anyway, he pours the gold over Viserys and he dies.
I have what he says.
What does he say?
Go ahead.
Okay. So, is it Quotho?
Yeah, that's one of the Blood Riders.
Quotho says, the Sorefoot King, he walks. Drogo says, there is a place for you. And then Eerie says, the foreigner says that he wants a crown, that he wants that which was traded to him, or he will take back the Khaleesi. Eerie then says, he says that he will not take back the prince. He says that he will cut the prince out of the Khaleesi and leave him for you. Drogo says, I will give to him what he wants. I will give to him a golden crown, and men will tremble when they will see it. And then seize him and empty that pot.
So basically the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Basically exactly what
he says Daenerys to Viserys. Says
that,
yeah.
But Daenerys, being an intelligent young woman, gets the meaning when he says empty the pot. And she's like, oh, shit.
I think she gets the meaning when he says...
Yeah.
That he will give him a crown
that men shall tremble.
Men will tremble before.
Yeah.
Because then he comes over and he puts his hand over her, and
she said, yeah.
She's not stupid.
Oh, no.
She knows that he's not actually going to give Viserys
she knows he's about
an army. Yeah.
One way or another.
That was really awesome, though. That's been my favorite scene
he
so far.
He is no dragon.
And we get rid of one of our hated
Yay,
characters.
Yay, somebody I hated dies!
So did she get it right? Who'd she say was the next one to die last time?
No,
I think I wanted Viserys to die, but I usually assume people that I super, super hate aren't going to die.
Oh, see, that's not a good move.
Who did I say? I think
Renly. All right, so who do you love?
Right now?
Still Tyrion?
I still love Tyrion, but right now I kind of love Drogo.
And who do you hate? Still Cersei?
Now he's dead. I do hate Cersei. I'm glad Viserys is dead.
And
I hate Cersei, and I hate Lysa.
Lysa, okay. Cersei has some competition.
Crazy little bitch.
And who's going to die next? Is it still Renly, or are you changing that up?
No. Let's... I don't know.
We had some pretty major ones coming
up. We have a death over here recently, so maybe look over that way. Maybe.
I don't know. I kind of get the... Well, I was getting the feeling that Jorah was going to die, and then you guys said something that made it obvious he's not going to. Because you said something about wait till later, because we were talking about him looking
be careful
at
what
her.
You say.
Sorry. So he's not going to die.
Well, let's see. Who do we got? We've got Ned. There's good possibilities there. A lot of people want
Robert.
Ned.
Yeah.
There's Cersei.
Jamie. Somebody wants him dead.
Bran.
The Mountain. I mean, Ned just
sent him out.
100 people out to go get him.
Yeah.
Beric Dondarrion.
Or there could be 100 people dead in the next episode. Who knows?
Yeah. I know.
Jamie, maybe less.
Could be one of the kids.
I don't know. I don't know how many big names can actually die.
A lot.
No. Okay.
All of them.
Let me go ahead and clear this up for you now. No one is safe on Game of Thrones.
Okay.
No one.
No one is safe. I don't know. I really don't.
All right, we'll just put a question mark.
Well, You did say Renly last time. You want to stick with it?
Yeah, we'll stick with Renly.
He did just tell off his brother.
He did. We'll stick with Renly.
All right. So the next episode is called You Win or You Die.
Wow, I wonder which one of those will happen.
Okay.
we'll see you next time.
Hashtag winning.
Bye.
Bye.
No, wait. We didn't score it.
Oh, we didn't score it. I'm sorry.
We didn't score this episode.
You've been... Slow down.
I'm going to give it a... I'm going to say 20. Yeah, I give it a 20.
Yeah, I give it a 20.
I'm giving it a 20.
Wow.
That's my favorite episode so far. Just because Viserys is dead. Just like that scene.
I think the scene
that entire. All of the Dothraki stuff. I am so fascinated by the Dothraki stuff. This is my D20 episode so far.
I'm going to have to agree, Mike, just because of the Syrio stuff.
Yeah, that was awesome too. I like Syrio.
That quote might be like, I've already like talked about how much I love the quote.
And what do we say to death?
Not today.
I want that quote on a shirt now.
IMDb has the rankings of all of the Game of Thrones episodes, and this one is number 12 out of all of them on IMDb.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I can see it. I mean, there's future ones that I know will rank higher than this one, but...
All right, so it's our first 20 episode.
Like, you read it at 22?
Yeah.
Oh my God!
It is the best one so far.
It is. It's the best one of this
so far, it's my favorite episode.
This season, yeah.
So, in other words, for anyone to beat this one out for the next 7 to 8 seasons...
No.
They have to have a 520.
All right, see you next time.
Bye! Bye.